Hello, everyone, and this is episode 5 of Sean Hammer. Well, everyone, I hope you've had a good week. Mine's been kind of productive as well. Nothing really much going on in the hobby world for myself, except I'm still infatuated with that Star Wars miniature game. They have the new set coming out, Galaxy at War, and I'm a big Clone Wars fan, so there it is. Like I said, not much has gone on this week. At least not for me. I've been eyeing up some Space Wolf models, and probably going to get started on them. I'm actually happy to say that, there I go with Ulm again. But anyway, the blisters for the blister package or the box set for Space Wolves, I wasn't sure how to get started on it, whether I want to start with the battle box or go with the special characters or something. But let me tell you, the main Wolf Pack, Space Wolf Wolf Pack, it gives you the option to make a unit of Blood Claws, a unit of Grey Hunters, or a unit of Wolf Guard, all in the same pack. So, I mean, it's a very versatile pack and stuff, so that's probably where I'm going to start. Well, anyway, let's go on with what we're going to go to with today. First, I'd like to announce some new models on their way. The first are for 40K. I mean, not for 40K. Well, it will be for 40K. I don't know how everyone is on buying the Games Workshop scenery. I happen to like it. I even have the battle table, the really expensive table. And I thought it had too many hills. And, well, they're releasing a pack of two of the flat sections of the table, so I can have either a bigger board or I can have more of a flat surface to play on. I am going to pick those up. But what I'd like to bring to everyone's attention is the new 40K Fortress of Redemption. Wow. All I gotta say is this is something that I definitely want to play my Imperial Guard on, even my Space Wolves. Probably more so my Imperial Guard, because my Space Wolves aren't just going to cower behind a wall. But this model is just... the scenery piece is just fantastic. I mean, when I grew up, I was like that one kid who wanted the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier but couldn't afford it, or the Cobra base and didn't have it. Well, I got a job now, a really good job, and I'm going to own this thing. And I doubt I'm going to paint it. We'll see. I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. If you go to gamesworkshop.com and look under 40K advanced orders, you can see the picture of this very awesome fortress. For fantasy, there's some new stuff coming out within a month. Depends on where you are. In the month, I'm a little late on my news and stuff. I'm having some issues getting my white dwarfs and stuff to me on time. But the new Skaven book is coming out. Like I mentioned before, I am picking up a Skaven army. And, well, of course I need the book. Now, the next release is the Screaming Bell. It's a pretty fantastic looking model. But what's kind of shying me away, and I hope it's not an integral part of the army, well, I hope you can, like, get away with not having it, because it's like $57.75 for the Screaming Bell. I mean, my fear is you can't run a Skaven army without it. I don't know. So, that's what my fear is. And it's just a pretty expensive model. I think it's more than a Stegodon. You know, if you want to email me or and tell me I'm wrong or whatever, that'd be great. But next one is Storm Vermin box set, $49.50. Wow, again, for a mob army, things are looking pretty expensive for it. Clan Rats box is looking for $33, and look, they look pretty decent. The new Doom Wheel, that's cool as heck. I've always liked the Doom Wheel, and this one even looks... it looks just as cool, but looks faster. I don't know how I can explain, but that's $33 as well. And we'll get to the special characters that are on advance order. First is Deathmaster Snick, or Snitch. All I gotta say is this is probably by far the, in my opinion, the coolest fantasy special character model I've ever seen. I mean, it looks like... he's just awesome. He looks like he comes straight from the book of McFarlane. Todd McFarlane. He looks like he comes from Spawn or something. It's just a nice dynamic model. The cape flying different ways. I was just like, can't wait to get my hands on this character. He will be in my army whether or not he's a special character or not. The next is Pac-Master Squeal. He's okay. I guess if you want a special character. Pac-Master. I don't know anything about him. Like I said, I'm starting fresh with this. Another one that, whether I'm going to use him as the actual name character or just a regular character, is Warlord Queek, the Head Taker. Cool model, too. I mean, whoever sculpted these Skaven special characters, I mean, I applaud you. I mean, they are just awesome looking. Well, let's see. Got my issue of White Dwarf this month. It's a pretty cool issue. It's got some stuff in it. Focuses on the 40k aspect of having your space wolves. What you can do with the plastic frames, how to paint them, blah, 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 blah. Stuff that really should have been in the codex to start with. The White Dwarf also focuses on a new Lord of the Rings army. Legions of the Eye or something, I don't know. The Arabic, I can't pronounce. Anyway, this Arabic-looking 40K, not 40K, Lord of the Ring models. I do have Lord of the Rings, but I do have a Rohirrim army. I haven't played it yet. No one around wants to play it, give me a test for it, so I never really worry about picking up the army. I mean, picking up a game or not. It's got a little section about an orc command group. It's got the Wrath of the Stormcaller, a little scenario, demons against space wolves. Again, like I said, the White Dwarfs are generally just a commercial. They don't focus too much on a lot of the extra gaming aspects that a lot of people like to see, but let's be honest, people. They got nice looking pictures on the inside. It's nice to see the painting guides. It's nice to know what's coming out. And sometimes they give you that little hint that you just didn't know what, you know, that model was to do in an army or whatever. It goes on this big old thing about Tools of the Trade by Citadel Miniatures. Shows you all the stuff that you can buy for your models. Saws, sculpting tools, BBA glue, hobby vice, spray gun, the $20 billion a can skull white spray paint, spray black, green stuff brushes. It's got a nice article on the super interchangeable space wolves. Pretty sweet. Like I said, each sprue has a total of 96 pieces. And in the battle pack, or the wolf pack box, they give you two of these sprues. You can make 10 wolf guard, 10 blood claws, or 10 gray hunters. Everything's adorned with little runic charms, or wolf tails, or skulls. It's a pretty neat looking box set. And I like how they started within the last year or so. It could be longer than last year. But started painting the pictures of the sprue so you can like look at it. I don't think they got enough wolf tails for my liking. I like the random in the old boxes having some extra wolf tails to throw around. But they're also offering at the old space wolf frame that you can buy on their bits section, and it's probably gonna be like $8 billion or whatever. It's got a little article about space wolf kit bashing. The plastic models are nice to do this with. It shows a little bit of stuff you could do with the tanks and such. Next article talks about Hall of Fame guys and this heavy metal masterclass of painting the Wolf Guard, which they look fantastic. You know, I paint well, but I wouldn't say I'm no heavy metal, that's for sure. But they just put a lot of steps in these things. I don't know if myself I'm capable of the patience to do that. It goes on to little master modelers, little scenery pieces of train, and it's a cool little article. It goes into here's our box sets, here's our hobby stores, and advance order your chaos, oh my god, I need some sleep. Advance order your Space Wolf stuff, and on the back it's next month's Skaven. All in all, do I think it was worth the $9? No. Am I going to buy it anyway? Yes. Because I have an addiction. This addiction is plastic miniatures and everything that goes with them. Now, let's see. Last on last week's episode, after the episode, I put on a little bit of a little competition, or I don't know if competition is the right word, but I'm looking for a logo for my show. Now, I had some ideas, but I don't want to draw it up, I don't want to color it, I don't want to do the work, because I'm lazy. Let's start there. Second of all, I want to make this show and everything I do kind of what you guys want to hear and see. So, I'm trying to learn all the technical aspects of everything. I'm still trying to even get my picture up there. I don't even, tells me that my picture's too many pixels or some crap like that. But we're working on it. I'm trying to make my site better. I think I got to upgrade to the next level of price to do a little bit more with everything. I'm working on having some forums, and I'm working on my page on mindbattalion.com. I'm under there as Sean Hammer. I haven't done really anything with it, but if anyone wants to message me on that, I'm available, and I'll start checking that on a regular basis. But this contest I'm running is create my banner or my logo for Sean Hammer. What I was thinking, I'm a big Thor advocate, and I wear religiously around me this Thor's hammer necklace that I have, and I haven't taken off in the last 16 years, basically. So I was going to incorporate that into my logo, and the reason why it's called Sean Hammer is not trying to rip off any other podcast like Healing Hammer or not, or Pod Hammer. A lot of people would not accuse me of cheating, but they don't. A lot of people read the books for their armies and stuff, and they go and they play a game, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't read it that way," and such and such. And I overread everything, and I got all this spare time at work. And matter of fact, that's why I'm recording today's episode, is at work. And so a lot of times I can, I get the knack, I get the skill, and I win a lot. And I just try to have fun, and I don't mean to make anyone mad, but this one guy at the local hobby store started saying, did you play Warhammer or did you play Sean Hammer? Well, after the first couple months of hearing that and basically figured out it wasn't too bad of an insult, and then realized what other people were saying, other people were calling around to say, yeah, I'm going to play Sean today in a game with Sean Hammer. It just kind of stuck. So when I was just like, I'm going to do a podcast, I'm going to name it Sean Hammer. And I believe the first episode of the Miscast podcast, Jason had labeled my little section as Sean Hammer as well. But I have to go back and check on that. But I'm looking for a logo, people. A color logo. Write it up. Make it awesome. And, there's a prize. I don't know if anyone read the little thing or if it came out kind of like jerkish. I hope not. But I'm going to be giving away a board game of Chaos of the Old World, in wrapper and everything, by Fantasy Flights Games, to the winner of this contest. Now, you can send these, your entries, to SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. That will be SeanHammer, and the number 9@yahoo.com. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to end this contest. I'm going to try to, anyway, before Thanksgiving. So I'm going to say the weekend of the 20th, I'll say the 23rd, the 22nd. Let's call it 22nd, midnight of the 22nd. Well, actually, that'd be midnight of 23rd, if you think about it that way. And be the deadline. I'm going to go through all the entries, and the one that's awesome, and I want to use as the banner, is going to have his or her artwork and the banner and logo of the show. And is going to win this fantastic game by Fantasy Flights. And hopefully, I'm entertaining you guys and girls that you might want to take a little effort. Not effort, but enthusiasm to do this. I'm also available. Email me anytime on that website. I'm working on actually trying to get forums on the site here. We'll work into that. Because I like communication. I mean, if you got ideas or questions, and you want to email me a question, I can read it on the air. And I am a whore. I will buy your attention. I will do random prizes and such. I mean, just give me a listen. I'm this is like the world's most random podcast right here. I'm just sitting down and whatever I feel like talking about today, I just talk. I got no show layout. I got no show notes. I sit here in a recliner chair at work and I just look through White Dwarf and online and just figure out what the heck can I talk about. And if I've played any games throughout the previous week, I'll talk about that like I did last episode. So, like I said, just the contest is going on. I'll also do a giveaway. The third person, because I like the number 3, 13 is cool too. Third person who sends me a comment or email, and I'll send them a random gift, because, well, I'm all about the randomness. And I don't think anyone has actually posted a comment on iTunes for my show. If you do have iTunes and this is how you listen to the show, go ahead, post a comment. Let me know what you think. Hopefully it's good. But if it's bad, hey, I'm human, I'm grown, I can handle compliments, and I can handle criticism. It's fine. So, I mean, yeah, give me a thought. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about. I'm looking at probably getting a co-host for a couple episodes here. And I'm looking for, if I stop spending my money on miniatures, which is hard, I'm looking at getting a microphone, a little digital recorder microphone, where I can have a random guests on the show, talk about different armies, different army books and stuff. I mean, just you know, shoot me some ideas. Like I said, I got prizes. That's all I got to say. I got the prizes. So just, if you email me, make sure I got your full name, your address, email address, and just in case you do win something, I'll pull them out at random for the emails, and we'll go from there. So, I mean, that's about it for me begging and pleading and sounding all pathetic-like, and no, I'll be back in a moment, and we'll finish up the show, and maybe I'll come across something else useful to talk about. Anyway, yeah, see you guys in a minute.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Port Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
Well, that was pleasant, and this thing is or is not recording. Hold on. Oh, it's recording. I'm just on a high form of mescaline or something. Not really. Well, this next section, I've been trying to figure out a good name for something that basically is rumor-based, but we don't know if it's true or not. So we're going to call this Rumors from the Warp. Through some online searching, I found out this past week that we are looking at possibly, don't quote me here, but these are other people's information. I'm just looking. I use my time on internet wisely, I suppose. We're looking at a new Blood Angels codex, as well as some new Blood Angel models. And hopefully, from what I've been reading, is that the models are going to be comparable to the models inside the Space Hulk game, which are fantastic and makes me a little bit envious because I don't want them to look better than my Space Wolves, and it's up to me to make sure that they don't, I suppose, but just to have my Space Wolves look phenomenal. So we got that. Games Workshop's releasing some new Legion of the Damned models. This is an army based on a lost chapter, and they got lost in the warp or something. I believe everyone knows who they are, but they're kind of like a ghost legion, so we're probably looking at some new rules for them, as well as some new models. Tau plastic Pathfinder kits will be available soon, and the one thing that I found most interesting, and I hope it's not a rumor because I want to see this, a Space Marine movie, a CGI movie. It's going to be around 70 minutes long, and hopefully it's as good as the Final Fantasy Advent Children. That's basically it for the rumors from the warp. Maybe I gotta need to put some music in there like pigs in space, space, space. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank you all for listening. Give me a shout out. Email me. Let me know what's going on. Give me some ideas. You got questions? I can answer them. Just, you know, give me a shout. Emails listed above as well as on the website. And I think I'll finish this episode with a random song that I downloaded from the same site that I got my intro music from. And I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you soon. All right.